ESPN Radio.
On the landing, kind of popped out. Here's Edwards pounding on the roof of his car, shakes his fist. Here we go, up and over. Ooh, stuck the landing. The Russian judge gives it a 9.9.
Nice. Carl Edwards with a big backflip, a 9.9 for car 99 as Carl Edwards wins in Las Vegas.
Okay, all the way from Indianapolis, Indiana, we are very proud to introduce the next gentleman, Tony Viziano. From the world of outlaws, the advanced auto parts world of outlaws, and he is the director of PR. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I hear you guys loud and clear. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being with us. Well, we originally had contacted you on behalf of the station to see if we could get a hold of Jimmy Carr, who is one of our local guys that a lot of our listeners know, and he was unavailable this week to get together with us, and so we asked if you could join us because we think you have a pretty exciting job there.
Yeah, I guess it's exciting. I mean, there's days it is, there's days it isn't. But for the most part, I mean, every time I talk to people, they say, man, you seem to have one of the coolest jobs in the world. So, you know, when you sit back at night and think about it, I really am pretty lucky to get to do what I do every day.
You know, there's a lot of us out here, Tony, that would, you know, love to travel with the World Outlaws. And we know that, I'm curious if you go to a lot of these races or do you just go to selected few? I suspect you fly around in the company corporate jet, I suspect, huh?
I wish we had one of those. Actually, I go to every single race. And what basically happens at the beginning of the year, you know, I live obviously in Indiana, so we race in Florida, California, Arizona. So early in the year, I'm pretty lucky. I get to fly to those races. And once about April comes, we start racing in the Midwest, out on the East Coast, and back in the upper Midwest. I'll actually drive to all those. Last year, I drove from April basically until August, and I actually got a new car before the season. And in about 4 months, I think I put 22,000 miles on that car.
I got to ask, what kind of car?
It's a Ford Fusion.
Oh, there you go.
It's a Ford. And what? So on the day-to-day, you know, your job day-to-day dealing with the World Outlaw drivers, do you associate with them daily? What is your day-to-day job, if you don't mind we ask?
Well, I'm at the track, obviously. I'll see all those guys daily. But, you know, like now, unfortunately, we have about a month in between races. So, you know, I'll contact them from time to time if I need something for a story. But usually everybody gets pretty scattered while we're away from the track. So I kind of just let those guys be, and most of the time, you know, I don't really need that much information from them. I get most of what I need at the track. So, you know, like right now, it's a little different having two races canceled next week. Got to kind of find a few other things to keep some of our guys in the news, but thankfully some of our guys are racing. We have Kerry Madsen going down to Australia this weekend. He's actually going to be racing here probably in about 6 or 7 hours down there, so he'll be racing there. Got a couple guys in California racing, a couple guys up in Pennsylvania. So at least that'll keep you busy this weekend because our guys are staying busy.
Yeah, we have the mini Gold Cup out here do you know of any of the outlaws that may be running down there?
I know Shane Stewart's running there for sure. Sammy Swindell, former three-time champion, he'll be running there. And Jason Myers might be, not exactly sure yet at this time if he is or not, but he's a strong possibility to be running it as well.
So you say you're going to travel to a couple of these events, is that right?
I'm not going to travel any of them this weekend, actually. I get a weekend here at home. I get to probably shovel about 6 inches of snow, so I'll enjoy the nice cold weather, but definitely keep up with what's going on the Internet and keep in touch with the guys.
Can you share the reason for the cancellation of the races this weekend?
Honestly, for next weekend, what the track told us was they haven't had cars on the track yet, and they said they haven't had a chance to work the track in, which, you know, it does take a couple of days, even sometimes a couple of weeks to work it in, and they haven't even had any heavy equipment on it yet with all the rain and snow they've been having. And they had a race scheduled for last weekend, which got canceled due to the weather. So right now they still haven't had anything on that track, and it's really unfortunate the timing of it. We raced last weekend down at Manzanita Speedway in Arizona, and now we'll have basically a whole month until the next race. So for guys who race for a living, you know, that's a hard deal when you don't have a race for a month.
Yeah.
You know, and traveling, you know, nearly coast to coast as well. I know you're going to be in Tennessee. Where do you go with the races canceled in Tennessee? Where's the next event?
Next event will be at I-55 Raceway in Peabody, Missouri, which is basically by St. Louis. So, you know, for some of the teams, they were heading back east. So a lot of them are going to go up to Pennsylvania and run. But, you know, like you mentioned, that's a lot of driving. I think diesel prices average is about 365, 370 a gallon right now. So, you know, even if you're going somewhere to race, you still have to fill that truck up. And unless you basically win a race, you're really not going to make any money going to run until we start running again with the bigger purses.
That's a huge impact. I'm sure there's a lot of talk about how to help with that.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you know, that's one of the toughest things, and it's really been the last year and a half or so with the price of fuel just going up, not only diesel but also just, you know, gasoline itself and racing fuel as well. We were down in Florida a couple weeks ago. Racing fuel is about $6.50, $7 a gallon, which is a lot higher than it's been. So, you know, people are looking for different ways to try and cut the cost down. A lot of it just comes down to traveling, unfortunately. The more you travel, the more expenses you get. And when you don't race, you still have bills to pay and you don't have any money coming in. So the best thing is to race as many times as you can.
With, you know, Jason Myers has been one of kind of a regular on our program and a great spokesman for the sport. And I see he's off to a gangbuster start. Is it a changing of the guards with Donnie Schatz, or is it just going to take a minute to get him rolling, you think?
I think those guys will both be at the top. I mean, Jason's actually surprising a lot of people, and I kind of said before the year that I, you know, I thought he was one of the four or five guys who would be up there after the way he finished last season. He was on a roll at the end of last year, and they're basically building their own chassis in-house this year, designing them and building them themselves. And he's just found something right now that he's faster than everybody. I mean, last weekend at Manzanita, he tracked down, he shot down on a half-mile track and passed him for the lead, which last year I can probably count on one hand the number of times somebody passed Donnie Schatz for a lead and a win. So for Jason Myers to do it there, and he did it in Florida as well on a half-mile track, he definitely has something going with that chassis, with that engine. And I was actually looking through some stats today and looking back to the last 19 races from this year and last year, counting a couple in the offseason in Australia, he's finished better than seventh in every single one of those as Jason Myers. So he's definitely on a roll right now.
Yeah, one of the local favorites here that we'd like to hear you maybe say something about would be Chad Hillier.
Yeah, Chad Hillier, he had a good run going at Manzanita Speedway. He won the first heat race last week, and unfortunately for Chad, right when he crossed the finish line, he had a right rear tire explode. And for him, that basically took him out of the dash, because by way of our rules, you have to run the same right rear tire in the heat race and in the dash. So he basically ended up finishing 10th in the dash, and he had some trouble there at the beginning of the feature and lost a number of spots. So for him, it really could have been a good night. It's unfortunate, because it seems like every time he has some good luck, unfortunately he has some bad luck with it. And you guys know how talented of a driver he is. Yeah. He just needs a couple breaks to fall his way right now.
Well, we've only got a minute left, Tony, but I'd like to go back to you. How long have you been doing this, and are you a former racer?
I've never raced myself. Actually, my girlfriend will tell you that I drive pretty slow in the car. She makes fun of me all the time and says I'm like an old lady. So I don't think I'd ever have the nerve to get in a race car. But I've been at this for about 2 years now, and you know, I basically enjoy every minute of it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it that people don't realize. That, you know, you have a lot of nights where you're up till 4 and 5 in the morning after a race trying to get work done, get an hour's sleep, get on the road and drive again, you know, which I wouldn't trade that for anything. I mean, I wouldn't want to sit at a desk all day, that's for sure. But, you know, I enjoy every minute of it. I'm very blessed having it and get to work with the best drivers in the world, that's for sure.
Well, I want to thank you, Tony, for your time, and it's been a pleasure having you, and hopefully we can touch base with you a little later. We have another guest on the line, who actually Shane Stewart, who is doing well out on the series, I know, used to drive for Udine Racing, and up next we have Taylor Malsom. He's on hold right now, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Tony, for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you, guys. Pleasure for sure, and you guys keep up the great work.
Thank you, Tony.
Taylor Malsom, we have on the line now. Taylor, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, when you're not doing like 6 miles an hour in the arena out at Monroe racing flat tracks, you're doing about 200 miles an hour at Daytona in an ARCA car. What? Where do we find you this weekend?
We're heading down to Mini Gold Cup at Chico, California to run Friday night, and then I fly back Saturday morning to go to a juvenile diabetes auction for auction off some race tickets to Michigan on Saturday night.
Well, you're kind of a jack of all trades. We kind of searched your name on the internet, and we see you run a little bit in California with the late models. Is that right?
Yeah, we did that last year. We did like 3 races in the late model car. So not too much late model stuff, but a couple.
Well, we want to let's start at the beginning. Where did this all start? This your racing experience? We find you're only 18 years old. Is that right?
Yeah, I just turned 19 a couple days ago. But yeah, we started racing go karts out on the road, and then just road course stuff for a little bit. And I had a car for a year, and then last year was my full first year in a sprint car, and I did for like half a year before that, and then. Now we're running ARCA this year and sprint cars this year. So it's just been a crazy last couple of years.
Now, you just competed in at Daytona, right, with the ARCA Remax 200?
Yeah, we did the ARCA 200. We qualified 21st. We're running like 13th. And got caught up in the big one. And we ended up, we would have finished 13th, but our motor blew up on the last two laps because of crash damage from the big one. So. It was super fun.
So you had a weekend off, so you're going to head to Chico to run in some dirt, huh?
Yeah, we're running this weekend at Chico. I'll fly back down Wednesday and run Watsonville. And then I test Rockingham the weekend after that. So back down to California.
How fun. It sounds like you're breaking up a little bit, but I got to ask you, do you do all your travel arrangements or does somebody else take care of that for you?
I do most of them, but I have someone that can do them on call, too, in case I'm out in the middle of nowhere. So.
I got to ask you, what 5 years from now, what do you want to be racing?
NASCAR, but I mean, I want to be able to come back and do sprint cars again, and just like kind of like Casey does, own a team and stuff, but definitely NASCAR for sure.
I suspect you're in the hauler right now.
Yeah, we're just watching movies and driving down to Chico.
It's you know, I can kind of imagine you go out, like you say, the ARCA stuff or NASCAR, you know, pretty high profile, not as much camaraderie, I don't suspect, as just driving around in the hauler headed to Chico for the mini gold cup to know you're going to go down there and have some fun, I bet.
Yeah, no, it's definitely cool. I come back to sprint car just to look to have fun and hang out with everyone, like Travis and Shane and everyone. It's just pretty much a good time back here, not to worry about any pressure from the other guys or have fun.
So you're looking forward to this season having Travis as a teammate. It's most of the people up here know, but just for those that don't, Travis Roots is going to be driving the Rudine car this year, another teammate of yours. And you looking forward to a season with that?
Oh yeah, it'll be fun. We ran Tulare last year and he helped me out a lot there, so it's going to be a fun year. Me and him, I think he's going to definitely win a lot of races and stuff. It'll be a fun year.
Okay, now when you're not in a race car behind the wheel, is there something that Taylor likes to do other than racing?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff, I guess. Trying just right now to do promotional stuff, but yeah, just dirt biking or anything that's fun and I guess has adrenaline in it. I tried to go skiing as much as I could this winter, but I didn't work out too well, and I went snowmobiling last weekend for a little bit. But
you got to be careful.
Yeah, that's the thing. My dad's got way too much money invested in me for anything stupid. So I just got to make sure I stay on the safe side. So kind of just hang out and relax because this is like the first weekend of the season. So it'll be fun.
Okay, Taylor, here's your first big test. Now, you've been racing sprint cars and been doing some local late model stuff, and you want to go NASCAR. So now you got to get on here and answer our question about this is your turn to talk about your sponsors and your crew, if you want to mention a little about them.
All right. Oh, yeah, I'd like to thank Fire Down Graphics has been a huge help, and Rudine Racing has got me a lot of places, and now we got the Cunningham Motorsports Dodge and Ilmore Engines for ARCA stuff, and thank everyone for helping out this year. It'll be fun here. I'm really excited.
And what about your crew?
On the sprint car side, Shane and Tony are the best guys you can have out there. They'll do anything for you. I'm really excited to be working with both of them again this year. We did really well last year together. They've taught me everything I know about racing. So, and yeah, that's for me.
Well, I got to tell you, you're very fortunate, Taylor, that for anybody like myself that's been able to hang out in Monroe and swing by the Rudine shop and take a look at some of the equipment that you've been driving for, this will be what, your second or third year. It's cool to be able to watch somebody like you run that car. And good luck to you and your ventures with ARCA and with Rudine Racing this year.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and I'll look forward to seeing you guys later this year.
We will, and we'll definitely have you on the air again. And I want to tell everyone, too, and check out your website. Boy, you've done a lot of work, and there's a lot of YouTube pictures, all kinds of stuff on there. So Taylor Maltham is the website you need to check out. We wish you the best of luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thank you, Taylor.
All right, nice visit with those two, Tony Veneziano and Taylor Maltham. So we'll check in with them later on. We have got to take a break here on North Sound Racing. Coming up after our break, we're going to visit with a gentleman by the name of Doug Rice, who is the president, general manager, and one of the lead anchors on the Performance Racing Network, which will be coming up this Sunday and Saturday, as a matter of fact, with both the Busch races and the Sprint Cup for on Saturday. So listen to these messages. We'll be back with Doug Rice, and his show Fast Talk is coming up right at 10 o'clock here. Listening to North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.